Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
The following thoughts on Hoppy Hour represent Ryan Hoppy and Fatsit. Listener discretion is advised.
Live from Tampa Bay, you are tuned in to Hoppy Hour.
Hey Ryan, thanks for having me call in. It's Dwayne the Mattress Guy calling for mattress by appointment, 813-452-5555. Today we just got a truckload in, more kings and queens. We've been selling a lot of this, they call it the Washington Euro, the queen size has been selling like crazy. I got five more in now. It's a hybrid mattress. It's got coils and foam on the bottom, but then it's got just the foam on the top. You don't sink to the bottom. It's got good support, but yet it's nice and soft. So tell your people about that. It's been going like crazy, but I got more coming, or I got more actually just came in today, plus more coming again next week. So we're doing all right. Again, 813-452-5555. I've got kings, queens, fulls, twins. Queen started as low as $150. We've got pillow tops. We've got the Euro tops. We've got hybrids. We've got super firms. Just about got everything in stock. Now, just the trick is you can't just stop by. You got to call me or text me, 813-452-5555. We'll set up a time to meet. Usually we get the deal done in 20 minutes or less, and I can deliver the same day. So you can have a new bed tonight. It's that easy. I'm off of Orient Road by the casino, kind of by the fairgrounds, 813-452-5555. Thanks, Ryan. We'll talk to you later.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
Other stations are tuned in too.
Oh yes,
watch out,
this is Hoppy Hour. I am your host Ryan Hoppy, hanging out with you and you, and don't think I forgot about you. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me. RyanHoppyRadio@gmail.com. Also, if you are listening on the iHeartRadio app, which I don't know why you wouldn't be listening on the iHeartRadio app, then you can always leave me a message through the TalkBack feature. And we have some things in the works with this podcast that I'm really excited about. A new place that we're going to be recording it at. Good vibes all around. We have so much to get into. So I saw this here, and to me, this was a long time coming, and this case took way too much time. Chicago jury convicts R. Kelly of child pornography charges and coercing minors into sex acts. R. Kelly, 55, was found guilty of three counts of child pornography by a Chicago juror on Wednesday. The juror deliberated for 11 hours. Why? It should be 11 minutes. He's literally on tape. What are you talking about for 11 hours? And they acquitted Kelly's two co-defendants, Darrell McDavid, his ex-business manager, and his associate, Milton Brown. Oh, yeah, that's good. I'm sure they were so innocent and had nothing to do with it. They were so innocent, they didn't know until the last minute. They turned a blind eye like the rest of those scumbags. The disgraced musician has already been found guilty by a New York court for racketeering and sex trafficking and sentenced to 30 years in prison. Yeah. Speaking of a long time in prison, I wonder what's going on with Derek Chauvin. Sometimes it's not that I think about him. It's not that he comes to my mind, but I go, man, he's sitting in prison for the next like 10 years. It can't be fun, man. Maybe you shouldn't kill people. And in R. Kelly's case, maybe you shouldn't be banging underage girls, you creep. And it's hard to listen to his music. Like, we don't know for sure if Michael Jackson was a creep or not, but he probably was. But even if he was or wasn't, his music is not very sexual. I don't even know what his songs are about. They might be sexual, and we just don't know. But R. Kelly is so openly sexual with Bump and Grind and Ignition Remix and Same Girl with Usher, all these songs that you're like, he's not talking about banging grown women. He's talking about people that have to do homework that night. You know what I mean? Like, it's very hard to listen to R. Kelly because it's so sexual. You're like, what is he singing about? Maybe I'm reading too much into it. Maybe I'm being a little too dramatic about it. But I'm just saying, like, it's very hard to listen because you're like, oh, he's talking about teenagers. Not some 24-year-old floozy at the club. You know what I mean? Very bothersome. And I remember, like, back in the day, everybody talked about it in Chicago radio. His peen tape. They talked about how he would pick up girls at the Chicago Rock and Roll McDonald's. He did all these creepy things, and it got overlooked forever and ever. And people are like, oh, now we know about it. No, if you were in Chicago, it was the joke of the media. The same thing with the Phoenix Suns owner being caught saying racist words. And then you have Adam Silver kind of defending him going, but at least he's not the old Clippers owner that was saying really awful things. Like, whenever people get caught, and it happened 20 years ago, a lot of people knew and it got covered up. Everything in the Me Too movement, all of that. You're going to tell me that in a corporate place or in a music business where everybody spreads rumors about each other's all day long that they didn't know about R. Kelly or the Phoenix Suns owner being a creep? I mean, get the hell out of here. Next. Scooter Braun's very amicable divorce is settled. Bieber's manager will pay ex-wife just $20 million. Ah, that's not that much. And gets to keep his home, art collection, and private jet, despite being worth $400 million. He really got a good lawyer. And I think this divorce, I don't know Scooter Braun. I've never met Scooter Braun, never hung out with Scooter Braun. But it seems like this divorce wasn't as bad as other ones. Like, she was like, yeah, he's an asshole. He's kind of a douchebag, kind of a narcissist. But hey, he's our narcissist. You know what I mean? Like, if he was really a douchebag, I feel like she would really be trying to bring him down. But I feel like she let him have some of his things because she's like, I don't have love for you, Scooter, anymore, but I don't hate you. Scooter Braun and his ex-wife settled their divorce after splitting last year. And that's a pretty quick divorce. You look at what's going on with Kanye West. Who knows if that divorce is even final? And Scooter Braun and his ex-wife just go into the courthouse and leave. Good for them. But his wife will receive $70,000 a month for their three children together. I often wonder how trustworthy alimony is. Like, how much of that's going to be like, oh, I got to go to the spa this weekend. 856-49-HOPPY. I also see this here. And, dude, so let me tell you, I'm not the biggest Britney Spears fan. I'm actually starting to lose respect for that dimwit every day. Yeah, her family sucks, but I think the conservatorship was not maybe the right situation for her, but there were reasons why she was in it. So she's married a lot of people over the years, and one of them was Jason Alexander, and that's also the name of the guy who played George on Seinfeld. So for the longest time, I thought she was married to George for 48 hours in Vegas. And I was really disappointed when I found out it was not him. Talk about the Seinfeld curse. Besides Seinfeld doing the B-movie and making some awful comedy specials since Seinfeld, I mean, Dreyfuss has had a good career with Veep and that other sitcom on CBS. It's not coming to my mind. But let's think about Jason Alexander. I know he had one sitcom that failed after 9/11, because no one was really watching sitcoms after 9/11. And then Michael Richards, when you're a racist piece of garbage, yeah, it's going to be hard to hire you. He's not been hired in forever. He's probably just living off of syndication money. But if you want to watch a really good sitcom, one that's not really good, but like so bad that it's good, look up The Michael Richards Show. He played a cop. Just saying. But the other Jason Alexander is a no-name hack, Britney's ex-husband, and he is wanted by the cops after failing to appear in court over the theft of his landlady's $2,000 diamond bracelet in 2015. It's a good use of the court to have a case about taking a bracelet last for about 10 years almost. Oh, yeah, I'm glad they really are speeding up the process in court. I don't know what's going on, but that is 8 years ago. I don't know why you're talking about it now. Do you ever look at that? Some of these court cases, like the Jussie Smollett one, and you're like, they're just going to get away with it. Why are we letting all this time go to waste? The 40-year-old was jailed in June for sneaking into Britney Spears' home. And I was reading online that people that met him said that he literally would go around and say he's Britney's ex. It's like, oh, so you're one of those losers that has no redeeming talent, nothing really going for you, nothing really happened for you, nothing really going your way. So you got to talk about something from 18 years ago, a whole lifetime ago. He did not show up in court and a new warrant for his arrest was released. It says here, the 2015 theft charge resurfaced. They probably looked at it and were like, you are such a loser that we're not going to even charge you for this. Yeah. One of Britney Spears' exes being a loser, she's always had such a good track record with men.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Hour will be right back.
Oh, yes. Following segment was brought to you by FitzAge Fitness.net. When I tell you that Devin Prasad is the best trainer in all of the Bay Area, I'm a man of my words. He has different membership options at FitzAge Fitness.net. Go there and tell him I sent you.
Happy hour. Happy hour. Well, it was good while it lasted, I guess.
But, Sheriff, the glory hole is the pride and joy of Dougal County.
Fella found an even older glory hole two towns over. Lord knows I ain't looking forward to telling the tourism board about this.
Such an elegant concept. A simple, lowly hole to commemorate his glory.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio. Or chat him live via the Hoppy Radio app.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
This next headline is kind of kinky. Usually, I'm not really big into cops at all. Not a fan. Don't really dig them. I get why we have them, but the fact that they have quotas kind of ruins the whole point because I feel like it'd be okay if they went a week without an arrest if they don't need to. But I'm usually not a big fan of dirty cops either, but this cop, she's naughty. Yeah. Detroit cop resigns after the department discovers her racy OnlyFans page where she put up pornographic photos while wearing her uniform. That is a naughty girl. You know, she'd be a fun time in bed. Janelle Zielinski, a Detroit police officer, resigned from the force on Monday after her OnlyFans page was discovered. She wrote in her resignation letter that her last day would be September 23rd. But was ordered to be suspended immediately by the police chief. Yeah, you know, they saw that and they're like, actually, we're not going to let you like work the next 9 days. You're going to be at home thinking about how naughty you are. The former cop served in the department since graduating from the academy in March. Oh, man, how time flies. Only 6 months later, we find out that she was having a good time on OnlyFans. And like, she's naughty, bro. Her bio. Let's play. We're back and y'all need to be brought up to speed. What do we need to be brought up? Oh, God, I'm looking at pictures of her. Ugh. She looks like she would be a cop. You ever see like a really hot cop in public and you're like, but you're a cop. You're not that attractive. I'm not really into you. I'm not really digging you. Yeah, that's kind of her. Like, ooh. Oh my God, her muscles, bro. I'm gonna tweet this out at Ryan Hoppy Radio. Her muscles are huge, dude. She could beat me up and do whatever she wants to me if I was single. But I'm in a relationship. Also, I feel like hooking up with a cop is like really damaging to your character. I feel like that would really hurt you. I feel like that's not going to end well. Remember Trevor Bauer, the player for the Los Angeles Dodgers that was like doing all this creepy thing to women? Well, he says he has video proof that his accusers lied and that he wants the lawsuit dismissed. Trevor Bauer is asking a judge to throw out a lawsuit filed by a woman who accused him of sexual assault, claiming he had video proof taken from bed after their sexual encounter, the second one, which proves she lied about her injuries. TMZ Sports obtained a motion filed by 31-year-old Bauer's legal team in Southern California, which includes a video that was allegedly recorded by accuser Lindsay Hill after they had sex the night of May 16, 2021. She appears to be willing in bed with a sleeping Bauer and is smirking and uninjured. Yeah, so he just didn't hurt her that time. Oh, I have a video of her not in pain. That means I never hurt her. Got it. Bauer's team believes the video, which they say recently resurfaced from the Pasadena Police Department, proves Hill didn't actually have any injuries on her face. Then what were the injuries from? She previously claimed Bauer gave her two black eyes. Bauer's accuser filed a lawsuit for battery against a pitcher in August 2022, claiming last year disgraced MLB player Trevor Bauer violently abused Hill in the most appalling way manageable, sexually battering and battering a defenseless woman. She did not specify how much money she's seeking. At the time, Trevor's team responded to the suit saying Lindsay Hill's claims were judicially disproven last August following a hearing regarding a DVRO petition in bad faith. In 2021, a court denied Hill's request for a restraining order permanently against Bauer, saying Hill hasn't set clear lines before they had sex. Yeah, here's a video, and I'll get to a point in a second. Let's hear what the truth is.
Hey, guys. Today, the district attorney's office publicly stated that they are not going to file any charges. I know a lot of you have been waiting for me to address this, and I've wanted to for some time now. And
you may have been waiting, but nobody's going, oh, my God, you know that guy that probably attacked women? We're waiting for you to address it. Forget about the inflation and gas prices going up and food being expensive. A millionaire creepy pitcher for the LA Dodgers, the most unlikable team in the MLB. We're waiting, buddy. And we're so proud of you for coming out and talking about it. You're so noble. F you.
And you know, now I'm finally able to speak. So here it goes. Okay. First off, you haven't heard from me much over the last few months, and the reason for that is simple. I've been respecting the Pasadena Police Department as they conducted their investigation, as I believe that allegations as serious as these should be fully investigated and not adjudicated in the media. Now, the investigation has been...
All right. I'm not saying he's guilty. I'm not saying he's innocent. I obviously lean towards this creep being guilty. But whenever you have to let everybody know, oh, the media's, they've turned against me. This just in, the media's just reporting the facts, and they might be exaggerating it a little bit, but where there's smoke, there's fire. A guilty person like an Alec Baldwin or something, they always go, it's the media. It's the media. It's the media. You get the point. And I think Trump began that. I'm not getting political, just saying that whole, bring down the media. Like, maybe it's you.
Extremely thorough. And both the Pasadena Police and the District Attorney's Office have access to much more information than has been made public at this point. Now, during the investigation, I've watched many draw premature conclusions based
on... I don't know if he's guilty or innocent, but my God, is he unlikable. I bet he's that guy that he's not like the most famous player ever. So he's at a bar and he's like, do you know I pitch in the MLB? Cool, brah.
On an absurd amount of misinformation and false claims that have been circulated with absolutely no corroboration. Now, in August, the Los Angeles Superior Court reviewed a...
He's doing that dramatic thing that guilty people do. They try to show emotion, like, I can't get these words out. It's really affecting me.
With absolutely no corroboration.
Listen. I hope I can find the inspiration to get these words out. It's so hard on me.
Now, in August, the Los Angeles Superior Court reviewed a host of information and testimony, and after a four-day hearing, denied a request for a permanent restraining order against me, as the court correctly found that there is no basis for this request. And more importantly, in doing so, the court also found that no sexual assault, act of abuse, or non-consensual sex occurred between me and the woman seeking the restraining order.
Now, you know what happened? You had a lawyer and you're rich, so you were able to cover it up.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
Oh, yes. Following segment is brought to you by WestchasePrinting.com. When I tell you that they are the best printing company in all of the Bay Area, I'm a man of my words. I would not lie to you. WestchasePrinting.com. Banners, business cards, yard signs, whatever the hell you need printed up, they can make it happen, Captain.
Happy hour. Happy hour. Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio or chat him live via the Hoppy Radio app.
Finally, I'm one of those guys who can't wait to get to work in the morning, like a dairy cow.
Ah! Oh! Oh, yes! Yes! Oh!
Welcome back to Hoppy Hour on Z Radio Live.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh, yeah, it's past weekend, week one of the NFL, and I could not have been more excited. Although Saturday I spend my day watching college football, let me tell you, it's pretty good. It's not my favorite. I prefer the NFL because I'm from a big city of Chicago. I don't really have a team I root for in college, but I can get down with it. The NFL, man. This music, you could put on the hottest porno of all time, but the beginning of this is the hottest thing you'll ever hear. I mean, listen. Yeah. Got it. So on Thursday night, Josh Allen looked unbelievable. Undefeatable. That was not a word. Unbeatable. But one has to wonder, if come to playoffs, are they going to be able to overcome the fact that they're the Buffalo Bills? Like, if Josh Allen can win the Super Bowl and blah, 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 da, da, da. Do something that poor Jim Kelly could never do. One will have to wonder if he will just be the God there forever. But saying you're the God of Buffalo, New York is not that much of an accomplishment. Like, it's an accomplishment to be in the NFL and that, but that's not really a resume builder. Oh, yeah, I'm the king of Buffalo. The king of cloudy weather and dumb fans that break their back for me. The Bears won. Yeah, they won over the San Francisco 49ers, which They just need to go with Garoppolo. Like, I know Garoppolo is not that good. He's not that fun to watch. He's not that unique. Garoppolo went to Rolling Meadows High School and scored 54 points on my high school, John Hersey High School, in like 09. And you just watched him and you were like, that guy's going to the NFL. The other one was Jalen Brunson in 2012, was a freshman. And he scored like 25 to 30 points on my friends. And I went, that guy is going to the league. Like, you know, when you watch somebody play sports in high school and you're like, that guy's just really good. That guy might be going to the pros. That was them. But yes, Jimmy Garoppolo went crazy on John Hersey High School 10 years ago. And like, just ride with him, 49ers. I know you have Trey Lance and you're trying to make things happen and trying to make things go crazy out there. But Garoppolo's like passable. He's just like weird. To me, Garoppolo hanging out with Kiara Mia, who's in porno, about 5 years ago, to me breaks down Jimmy Garoppolo as a person because it's like he's porn acting out there when he's being QB. Like, he's not all together, but he's also not bad. It's just like there's times he's robotic. So the fact that he surrounds himself with people that make pornography doesn't really surprise me. It doesn't really take me off guard. Also, the Detroit Lions lost to the Eagles 38-35. I will always root against the Lions. I just hate everything in Michigan besides the free beer and Howling show in Grand Rapids. Solid radio show. But I will always hate the Detroit Lion fans because they're just cool with being losers. They're just cool with that family that owns the team just always bringing them a bad product. It was Pittsburgh over the Bengals, and I thought this Bengals field goal kicker was the next coming of Jesus. I thought he was going to take over the world and be amazing. Misses the game-winning extra point after Joe Burrow gets a touchdown right at the buzzer and then misses the field goal in overtime. I wonder what it's like. I've always wondered in the locker room what it's like when you're the loser field goal kicker that misses it. But this next play was utterly ridiculous. Monday Night Football. Russell Wilson returns home to Seattle. And all the Seattle fans booing him, a bunch of losers. Without him, you guys would not have won the Super Bowl. I get that he kind of left in a prima donna way, but have fun with Geno Smith. You guys are going to go 7-10. Have fun with that. But here's this. Actually, that's not the best video to be playing because I want to play a better one. Let me see here. Here's Shannon Sharp reacting to the Broncos' missed field goal. This is a better video. Okay. Here's the thing. This was on the Manning cast. And the Manning cast is for somebody like me, a millennial that wants to laugh while watching football. If you're a diehard football geek or you're a former player, you're not going to like the Manning cast because it's funny and it's more entertainment. For me, I really dig it. It kind of describes me as a radio personality and sports fan. I like things that are a little raunchy, that are a little fun. So I really like the Manning cast. And they had Shannon Sharp on there, which, first of all, that idiot goes on there and doesn't have his microphone ready. And he floats like this. He's like, hey, what's up, guys? And they're just like, ha, 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 we're fake laughing. Can we go to commercial break?
Yes, this is so
That's what he sounded like. Well, here he is after he got his mic fixed, ripping into the missed field goal. The 65-yard field goal that was kicked by the Broncos, by that dumb coach. You bring in Russell Wilson for all this money, but let's kick the second longest field goal of all time when we have this so-called amazing quarterback that won a Super Bowl.
At this, started at the right upright.
Just missed.
He hit up right.
I'm saying just missed left of it.
I told him to start it at the right upright, and it'll hook right in.
Again, after the play, Shannon is undefeated. Undefeated, no, I'm calling what they should have done.
Eli, you heard me say started at the right upright because he hooked the first one. So started at the right. Oh, he did. He didn't start it enough. It's got to be out. Peyton, that's the old golf shot. You got to start at about four balls outside the hole.
Yeah, Peyton Manning's kind of a boring guy. Eli's the funny one on that. Here's the thing, though. Shannon Sharpe is so intense that you feel like you're being yelled at all times. You're like, Shannon, I'm sorry. Please don't hurt me. But he wouldn't hurt anybody. He seems like the biggest teddy bear. And then there's reports that Russell Wilson wanted to go for it on fourth down. NFL coaches are sometimes the biggest definition of small D energy. I'm going to kick the second longest field goal ever in Seattle where it's really loud. I mean, they were acting like that was the biggest thing to happen in Seattle. Next on Happy Hour, Donovan Mitchell, formerly of the Utah Jazz, thought he was being traded to the New York Knicks. Yeah, he was all like, I need to get out of Utah. I can't take it. I can't take it. And then they're like, you're going to go to Cleveland. And he's like, oh, wait, Utah, you're not so bad. A lot of girls out there that are Mormon that have daddy issues that come to my mansion. Those hot-ass Mormons are probably a fun time. Cleveland girls? You better wear like four condoms.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. This following segment was brought to you by Amir Academy of Martial Arts at AmirAcademy.com. When I tell you that he is the best workout trainer when it comes to MMA and boxing in all of the Bay Area, I'm a man of my words. Monday through Saturday, he has classes. He has women's self-defense. He has classes for kids. He has classes for people that just want to work out and have a good time. He has classes for people who want to become professional fighters. But you gotta make it happen. AmirAcademy.com. And when you go there, tell them I sent you. Because when I say this right now, that when you tell him that I sent you, I'm not lying to you. I'm not lying. If you go there and tell him I sent you, he's gonna hook you up.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
This little guy. Buddy, if I had a peanut, I'd give it to you.
Bizarro, I love you. Bizarro, I love you.
Hey, who's got a peanut for Turtle Face? Don't, he's allergic.
They'll
kill me. He's the voice of a generation that got screwed by the baby boomers. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh, yes. This is Hoppy Hour. I am your host, Ryan Hoppy, hanging out with you and you. And don't think I forgot about you. 856-49-HOPPY. 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com.
Yo, what's up?
Baby, let's go!
And if you are listening on the iHeartRadio app, which I don't know why you wouldn't be listening on the iHeartRadio app, you can use the TalkBack feature after you search up Hoppy Radio. And I will be sure to play it on air. We are also on every other major platform that has a podcast. Spotify, Amazon Music, Odyssey, TuneIn, Spreaker, Mixcloud, Apple Podcasts. Search up Hoppy Radio, brah. H-O to the P to the E. Double P, rather. That was a fail. Trying to be funny, and it didn't work. All right, what the hell is going on with Vanessa Hudgens? I know by me saying, what the hell is going on with Vanessa Hudgens, you're going, is this a podcast from 2006? No, I was surprised too to see she was in the news.
He never holds back, and he speaks his mind. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
Tell me about this awesome look you're rocking today.
Thank you. Michael Kors, obviously. I'm so obsessed with it.
I would love for a reporter to go, you kind of look like you're going out for, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I would love for them to just be like, you look a little slutty. Put on some clothes. They always kiss their ass and go, you look so beautiful. Ah, you look like a tramp.
Tell me about this awesome look you're rocking.
And that's not me saying that. That was me playing the character of a jealous reporter because they're kissing her ass right now.
Tell me about this awesome look you're rocking today.
Thank you, thank you. Michael Kors, obviously.
You're welcome, you're welcome.
I'm so obsessed with it. It's a cat suit, A. Who doesn't want to be in a cat suit? And B, it's so cozy. But I did.
Rawr. She must be a fun time. Who doesn't want to be in a cat suit? A lot of people.
My glam inspired by Sade today. So I'm feeling myself.
She's feeling herself.
Oh, yeah. Imagine hearing this every night.
Hired by Sade today.
The cutest thing you'll hear all day, this next sentence.
I'm feeling myself.
Yeah, you
She's
are.
Feeling herself. What do you love about working with Michael?
I just love him as a person.
Oh, so you're wearing Michael Kors's clothes and you're saying that's the clothes you're wearing and that's the best? Of course, it's your sponsor.
Get along so well.
I wish you would be like, oh yeah, he's kind of a creep, but I'm just being paid to wear these crappy clothes.
Love the same stuff, and his designs are so timeless and classic, and I just adore him.
Do you have a favorite look that he styled for you?
I mean, I loved my dress that I wore at the Oscars when I hosted the red carpet.
Oh yeah, no big deal. That was a big resume builder for you.
It was just like such, again, timeless and classic piece.
You were just a bridesmaid at Sarah Hyland's wedding. How much fun was that?
It was iconic. It was iconic. I cried so many times.
How would you describe your friendship with Sarah?
Extraordinarily supportive. I've known her through so much, and I just adore her. And it's really nice to be by her side and lift her up and see her grow.
Do you have a favorite memory from the wedding?
You know what I think is the sexiest part about Vanessa Hudgens? Forget about her look. Forget about her cute personality. The fact that she's dating I don't know if she's continuing to date a no-name player from the Pittsburgh Pirates, but she was dating a player from the Pittsburgh Pirates. I mean, that is sexy. Giving random teams a chance. Everybody dates a Laker or a New York Knick or whatever, but a Pittsburgh Pirate? That's pretty cool, you.
So many, honestly. I can't pick one.
What do you have going on?
I have a lot going on. I just wrapped on a film that I'm really excited about. I remember seeing Garden State for the first time and being like, that craft is like...
She has a lot of vocal fry. She's cute as hell. Oh my God, you're vocal fry? Talk!
Great. And I got.
Maybe I shouldn't be telling people how to talk because I got a Chicago accent.
To work with him in this film and play a hoot of a character. So I'm really excited for that to get all put together and shown to the world. Also have another project that I'm moving around right now that it will be coming to you very soon, hopefully in time for Halloween.
Any new music coming anytime soon?
Girl, no.
I love your voice.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. I'm still in the same place with music. I love it. I love doing it. I love singing. But that's just not on the priority list right now.
Yeah. More like I have a hard time making hits. Baby, come back to me. And the music world was like, nah, we're good.
In today's Tech Bites, Apple is already planning an update for its brand new iOS 16.
Yeah, you get a new phone and they already want to demolish it. You've heard me play this the last few times because there's more Apple news. There's more Apple news. I wish we could just go into the ground and bring back Steve Jobs because the moment he died was the moment that company lost all integrity. You update your phone and then it begins to die. I know we're all dying at every second, but especially the iPhones. Oh yeah, buy a new phone and get an update. That's not demolishing your phone or anything.
Company will add a clean energy charging feature later this year aimed at reducing the carbon footprint of iPhones. It's expected to optimize charging times for when the grid is using more sustainable energy sources. The soon-to-be-released FIFA 23 soccer game from Electronic Arts will be the first to include a new anti-cheating system. EA says the new protections will help ensure fair play while not compromising privacy. FIFA 23 is out September 30th.
I would do anything to get into soccer because it's on TV all the time and I feel like my life would be better. But my God, is soccer boring?
Finally, a new twist on the term cleaning bill. Nike has a sneaker cleaning robot. It's called the Bot Initiated Longevity Lab, or Bill for short. Nike says the elaborate contraption not only cleans sneakers, it deep cleans and repairs them to give them a longer life. Maybe it can repair the holes in my kids' shoes.
You should ride for Jimmy Kimmel.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. Let's see what this was brought to you by.
Hey, Ryan, thanks for having me call in. It's Dwayne the Mattress Guy calling for Mattress by Appointment, 813-452-5555. Today, we just got a truckload in, more kings and queens. We've been selling a lot of this, they call it the Washington Euro, the queen size has been selling like crazy. I got five more in now. It's a hybrid mattress. It's got coils and foam on the bottom, but then it's got just the foam on the top. You don't sink to the bottom. It's got good support, but yet it's nice and soft. So tell your people about that. Been going like crazy, but I got more coming, or I got more actually just came in today, plus more coming again next week, so we're doing all right. Again, 813-452-5555. I've got kings, queens, fulls, twins. Queens started as low as $150. We've got pillow tops. We've got the Euro tops. We've got hybrids. We've got super firms. Just about got everything in stock. Now, just the trick is you can't just stop by. You got to call me or text me, 813-452-5555. We'll set up a time to meet. Usually we get the deal done in 20 minutes or less, and I can deliver the same day. So you can have a new bed tonight. It's that easy. Mockville by Orient Road by the casino, kind of by the fairgrounds. 813-452-5555.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Listen to me, Randall. It doesn't matter what you look like on the outside, whether you're white or black or Sasquatch even. As long as you follow your dream, no matter how crazy or against the law it is. Except for Sasquatch. If you're Sasquatch, the rules are different.
Forget it, Meatwad. I'm a circus freak. And that's all I'll ever be.
Whatever. Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio. Or chat him live via the Hoppy Radio app.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Please don't be offended. He's sorry in advance.
Demi Lovato's time on the road may be coming to an end.
No! The worst news you'll hear all day.
In a series of Instagram story messages that have since been deleted, the singer...
Yeah, she was like, actually, I need the money. I need the money. Cocaine's come back in my life.
Revealed that they have been struggling with life on tour due to an undisclosed illness.
Yeah, it's called cocaine.
Said, quote, I'm so effing sick. I can't get out of bed. I can't do this anymore. This next tour will be my last. But luckily for fans, Demi appeared to have a change of heart as they returned to IG just hours later and posted, quote, gonna power through it for you guys. They added, I barely have a voice. I'm gonna be pointing the mic to the audience a lot tonight. Please sing for me. The musician did not share additional details on their health issues, but the tour is currently scheduled to run until early November. E! News has reached out to Demi's rep for comment, but has not heard back. In recent years,
I don't even think they know how to respond. I feel like she's just a mix of like nine emotions at once. Bipolar as hell. A little bit of a sociopath.
30-year-old star has taken major steps to
She's only 30? Oh my God, is drugs a hell of a drug? I don't know if it was heroin or whatever she's on, but oh my God. She looks like she's 39. 30? Oh my God.
Prioritize their mental health and sobriety journey, including completing treatment at a facility in 2021.
She's so brave.
Brittany Snow and Tyler Stanilan are taking time apart.
No! Who are they?
Pitch Perfect star and the Selling the OC realtor announced their separation in a joint statement shared.
Oh, so he's a realtor. That means he's a douche.
On Instagram. The news comes a little more than 2 years after the couple tied the knot in Malibu, California. They write, quote, this decision was made with love and mutual respect for one another. We have realized we need to take some time and make sure we are each living our most fulfilling and authentic lives. We started this journey as best friends, and our relationship will continue to be
Oh, that's not good. So they were friends with benefits, trying to figure it out.
priority, not only for us, but for our dog, Charlie. We sincerely appreciate your support and ask for privacy as we navigate this new chapter.
I love when celebrities do that. Please give us privacy, even though we're talking about it.
Brittany and Tyler began dating in 2018 after he made the first move by sliding into her DMs.
What a douche.
They exchanged vows in an intimate ceremony.
How do I know he's a douche? Because I used to slide into DMs. I was like an okay baseball player. I had like a 250 batting average when I came to getting laid.
They exchanged vows in an intimate ceremony on March 14th, 2020, just before the nationwide pandemic lockdowns. The breakup announcement follows Tyler's debut in season one of Netflix's Selling the OC.
That's so cool. You're a realtor in the OC? Please let us know about it because you have no other redeeming values or anything in your personality.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Loser.
Please don't be offended. He's sorry in advance.
Clapback queen Khloe Kardashian is setting the record straight again on...
The clapback queen or the queen of having to clap?
Clapback queen Khloe Kardashian is setting the record straight again on social media.
Oh, thank God she's responding to the haters, which means that there's some truth to it. I don't respond to any hate. You can talk of all the crap you want about me. My life's too short to care. I walked in on my dad dead. 8 years ago, I realized it doesn't matter. She needs to realize that too. But then again, her father's OJ, so you're probably overcompensating and trying not to think about it.
The mom of two, who shares four-year-old daughter True and a one-month-old baby boy with her ex, Tristan Thompson, was recently spotted attending Beyonce's star-studded 41st birthday bash. After a fan page shared a photo from the night out, one user tagged Coco in the comments and said, "When do you spend time with your kids? Clever Chloe."
And then she has to respond to it. Obviously not at that moment if you're responding to a hater about not spending time with your kids. If you were spending time with your kids, you wouldn't be responding to a hater saying you're not spending time with your kids. She's probably the dumbest of the Kardashian clan.
Khloe had the perfect response to the eye roll worthy question, saying, "When they are awake, baby doll."
Or when they're with their deadbeat dad.
Mama needed a night out and her babies were home safe and sound.
Oh, so mama.
Okay. After welcoming her baby boy via surrogate in August, the Kardashian star opened up about her expanded role as a mom of two later that month. She told Elle magazine at the time, "I know it's cliche, but I love everything, even the hard parts." She also added, "Being able to shape little people into really incredible big people is an honor and a gift."
That is true. When you have a kid with Thompson, they are going to be big people with big daddy issues. That therapist is going to be making money. Or they might be such narcissists of kids that they won't think that they need a therapist when really they'll really need one.
Reality star noted she's fully aware that being a mom is quite an important job, saying, "We have to take those roles seriously, especially in today's day and age, with how much accessibility children have and the information they're exposed to so young. It's very scary, but I take my job very seriously. I love it so much."
That's good. We're so proud of you.
In the DWI crash involving then Kansas City Chiefs coach Britt Reid. She's speaking out with new details of what happened that fateful night. Victor Akendo is in Kansas City with the exclusive interview. Good morning, Victor.
Yeah, that kind of got swept under the rug. Oh, that's because it happened with somebody from the NFL, which is the mafia. What a surprise. That gets swept under the rug like everything that's ever happened to the NFL. If this was any other white trash loser,
Victor,
this would have been a bigger deal. But it's the white trash loser son of Andy Reid.
Good morning, George. We met Felicia Miller just one day after Britt Reid pleaded guilty as part of a deal for a reduced sentence.
Oh, of course. You paralyze a kid forever, but you get a reduced sentence because your father is pretty much a choke artist in the NFL besides having Patrick Mahomes. Oh, he must bow down to you. I hate this world. Why do DUIs keep happening? Why does crime keep happening? Maybe because we protect the rich and elite.
For this mother who tells us that her daughter Arielle was always glued to her hip, she says that this is not what justice looks like.
I just remember looking in the mirror, seeing him coming, like just full speed coming, and then all of a sudden everybody was knocked out.
For the first time, Felicia Miller is sharing horrific details about the night Britt Reid, son of Kansas City Chiefs head coach Andy Reid, crashed into her car, leaving her daughter, Arielle, critically injured with a traumatic brain injury.
And I was like, oh my God, he's about to hit us. And then boom.
Did you have a second to try to protect your daughter?
No, it just happened. No, I couldn't because it happened so fast.
Miller speaking exclusively with ABC News just days after Reed pleaded guilty to driving while impaired as part of a deal for a reduced sentence.
Anything to say before court this morning?
No, thank you.
The maximum prison time he'll now face? 4 years.
He's just getting a slap on the wrist. If anybody else had did that, if we did that, any of us hit his car, being drunk, hitting his car and injured one of his kids, we've been in jail.
I think the family is upset because they perceive a different system of justice for those who have privilege. And
duh! And it really shouldn't be that much privilege to have Andy Reid as a dad. From what we've heard, he's a real deadbeat.
Those who don't. Those who have
privilege. Oh, but he's a great father. Look at how his son turned out. Loser!
Victims community.
Yeah.
Reed was an assistant coach for the Chiefs at the time of the crash in February 2021, just 3 days before his team played in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that kind of made it weird. I feel like that was an underrated part of them losing the Super Bowl. I'm not saying Tom Brady and Todd Bowles' defense doesn't deserve credit, but come on now.
EMS arriving on scene. We have one child possibly seriously injured.
Reed's pickup truck slamming into Felicia's car.
He would drive a pickup
cousins,
truck.
Which had broken down near the team's training facility.
Because he's got small D energy. Oh, you're a millionaire and you're driving drunk? Even bigger loser.
Both cars were pulled over on the shoulder.
Three vehicles involved, dark-colored sedan, a silver SUV, and a different vehicle. One vehicle flipped.
According to a search warrant application obtained by ABC News, an officer on scene reported smelling a moderate odor of alcoholic beverages emanating from Reed. He told the officer he'd had 2 to 3 drinks.
Oh, that's just a 2 to 3, like, bottles of wine, maybe. Oh, white trash!
Shut up!
Oh, no, he's a classy man. He's not white trash.
And was on the prescription drug Adderall.
I'm sure he was totally prescribed that.
This image from the wreck shows the back seat where Arielle was sitting, totally crushed.
That's good. 856-49 happy.
No! Happy Hot Topic!
Speaking of losers!
Meghan Markle's dad, Thomas Markle, has been hit with a restraining order. According to legal documents obtained by Access Hollywood, a judge granted tabloid owner Jeff Rayner the protective order against Thomas in court on Tuesday. Thomas was...
Meghan Markle's dad just looks insane. Like, he just has bad vibes, man.
Not present in court. The order will remain in place for 2 years. Neither Thomas nor Rayner has publicly commented on the legal decision. Access Hollywood has reached out to Rayner's legal team.
I'm not saying that he should get a lifetime ban, but I love when it happens for 2 years that you're not allowed to be near him and then it's dropped and then they're like, wait, why is he right outside my house? It's like maybe a lifetime ban. It's not bad. Not a bad idea.
The order reportedly comes after Thomas allegedly made a threat against Rayner that was published in the Tom Boyer book, Revenge, Meghan, Harry, and the War Between the Windsors.
Oh, that sounds like a good time. Nothing like public daddy issues. Britney Spears, Meghan Markle.
Per TMZ, Thomas is quoted as saying in part, if they tell me I've got terminal cancer, then I'll kill him because I have nothing to lose.
Oh, that sounds so safe. Gee, I wonder why Meghan Markle's such a mean person.
Last year, Thomas reportedly sued Rayner's agency, Coleman Rayner, over stage photos of him published before Meghan's royal wedding, claiming they violated their contract. In a statement to USA Today at the time, the agency called the suit, quote, obviously frivolous. Meghan notably spoke about the pre-wedding photo incident and her fractured relationship with her father during her Oprah Winfrey interview last year. Amid Thomas's restraining order, the Duchess of Sussex is currently in the UK mourning the loss of her grandmother-in-law, Queen Elizabeth. She, her husband, Prince...
Oh, I'm sure she was so mourning because their relationship was so close.
Harry and the rest of the royal family attended a service for the reception of the Queen's coffin at the Palace of Westminster on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
The family members followed in procession as the coffin, topped with the imperial state crown, carried the late monarch from Buckingham Palace to Westminster Hall. Meghan's appearance in the procession comes 4 days after she, Harry, Kate Middleton, and Prince William stepped out together to view tributes to the Queen outside Windsor Castle.
That was such a good photo shoot. The royal family having to take part in photo shoots to try to come off as human? That's never happened before. Losers.
Access Hollywood recently spoke to DailyMail.com's Charlie Langston about the family's current dynamic.
The Queen was really the one who fought to keep the door to the Sussexes open. Yeah. Now, we do know that King Charles III has plans for a much more-
I can't take it. I don't really care. They're like an STD. They won't go away. Speaking of one.
Wendy Williams is prioritizing her health.
Oh, it took long enough. When you're a dirty, rotten imbecile to everybody on set and you ruin all your friendships and throw everyone's life under the bus, it's usually because you're an imbecile. It goes the same way with radio people. If you have to talk about everybody else, it's because you got the most skeletons in the closet and you're projecting.
The former talk show host is currently staying at a wellness facility. Yeah. The rep confirms to Access Hollywood.
Oh, I'm sure they're so happy to have her there. She's probably so delightful.
Statement reads, Wendy has entered a wellness facility seeking help to manage her overall health issues. She is taking some time to focus on her health and wellness as she prepares for a major comeback for the next level in her career. With the
She's been saying she's going to have a comeback for years.
The Experience podcast. Ms. Williams is being treated by a team of some of the best doctors in the world. We ask for your prayers and well wishes during this time.
Oh, we'll be sure to pray for Wendy. Forget about the economy being bad. We're so worried about Wendy.
In September 2021, Wendy stepped away from her hosting duties on The Wendy Williams Show to focus on her health. After a brief hiatus, the series returned with a rotation of guest co-hosts that October.
Yeah.
Then, this past February, it was announced that the show was coming to an end. And that
no!
Sherry Shepherd, who was one of the stars who filled in for Wendy, would launch her own daytime talk show called Sherry that would take...
So here's some news about Sherry Shepherd. I would love to see a boxing match between Meghan McCain and Sherry Shepherd.
It just seems like a really mean, nasty thing to do.
Meghan McCain.
Meghan McCain calling someone mean? The pot calling the kettle black.
It just seems like a really mean, nasty thing to do.
Oh, because I bet you're so much fun to be around. You're a real angel.
Meghan McCain hitting back at Sherry Shepherd.
Yeah.
Throwing shade.
You know, there's no need to be nasty.
Yeah, it all started.
But you were so delightful on The View and everyone liked working with you. What are you even talking about, Meghan?
On Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen, when Sherry revealed which co-hosts from The View she's still friendly with.
I just everybody. Not Meghan, but everybody else.
I'm so close to.
That was so mean.
So just days later, when Meghan joined Andy on his SiriusXM radio show,
we're all listening.
He called out Sherry for the unexpected diss.
I don't know Sherry Shepherd. She was on the show like 15 years before me when I was in high school.
Yeah.
So I don't know why anyone's under the impression that we're close friends.
Yeah.
No one was under the impression that you were friends with Sherry Shepherd. Frankly, no one was under the impression that you had any friends.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. This is being brought to you by the best barber in all of the Bay Area, Rich Keeley at richkbarber.com. Go there and tell him I sent you. He's the best around.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
$9,000 prostitute, please. Oh, do you have nine $1,000 ones? Yeah, good. And if you got an albino, send her up too. And like 20 minutes, I'm going to be asleep, so get them up here. I had like half a bottle of melatonin, six beers, this whole bucket of chicken. Oh, the Sandman is coming.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio. Or chat him live via the Hoppy Radio app.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Whoa! Hoppy Hot Topic!
Hey guys, it's Allie for Hollywood Life with your Car Jenner Roundup, starting with Kourtney Kardashian's incredible.
Why are you beginning with her? Ew!
Incredible New York Fashion Week boohoo fashion show, which I was able to attend. And
oh, cool. I don't care. So this video says that Kendall has anxiety and that Kylie Jenner kept it real as she had breast milk on her shirt. That's what that white mark was. It was breast milk.
Justin Bieber and Hailey Bieber have major love for each other. Justin took to Instagram on Tuesday to share a sweet post dedicated to his wife on their wedding anniversary.
Somebody cheated.
Writing, quote, "Happy anniversary to my best friend and wifey, Hailey Bieber. Thanks for making me better in every way." The 25-year-old model also took to the gram to share a loving post about her 28-year-old husband, writing, "4 years married to you, the most beautiful human I've ever known."
No, that would be you, baby.
"Love of my life. Thank God for you." Jaylee reportedly tied the knot at a courthouse.
I've never heard it known as Jaylee. I kind of like it. They all sound like STDs. Kravis, Jaylee. Oh, yeah, I got a case of Kravis and Jaylee this weekend in Ybor City.
New York City on September 13th, 2018. They later had a more lavish wedding a year later.
Oh, that was a good time. I wasn't there. Let me get right here.
Feels about it. Colin, Miss Zendaya's big
The show's about an hour in, so if you're listening to these mess-ups, I appreciate it.
Hey guys, it's Allie for Hollywood Life with your news and entertainment, and let's start today off with Hailey and Justin Bieber.
All right, we already heard that. Let's go here.
Gigi Hadid and Leonardo DiCaprio were spotted together amid ongoing rumors that the pair are getting close.
Hell yeah. Batman had the bad signal. Leonardo DiCaprio has the midlife crisis signal. Hey, I want to bang Gigi Hadid. And she's like, okay, I got really nothing going on in my career. Oh, why not?
In new photos obtained by the Daily Mail, The duo was seen at Casa Cipriani in New York City for a party hosted by Leo's friends over the weekend.
I bet that party wasn't smarmy.
And were photographed leaning in close together to talk.
That's so cool. They're so cute.
As speculation swirls,
I wonder what his body count is, 1,000?
That they are getting to know each other on a deeper level. The new images come as Page Six reports that the Don't Look Up actor and the guest in residence founder have been going on dates. But
yeah, dates. Nah, they're just banging. He probably goes on dates all day long.
It was a big night for comedian John Oliver. He won the Emmy for Best Talk Show for a remarkable 7th year in a row.
Yeah, I mean, you got such competition out there with that asshole known as Jimmy Kimmel and whatever Jimmy Fallon is. And Colbert's not funny. Oh, and James Corden is a smarmy douche. And Seth Meyers is whatever. Of course John Oliver is going to win.
In a row. This week, though, the show is being censored when it's broadcast in the UK. They're getting rid of all the jokes that mentioned the Queen.
That's good. What did they even do? The royal family. We can't make fun of them. And all the British people overseas ripping us for how we covered Trump. You're no different. Bunch of hypocrites. You know what would be a really good business deal? If you were to open up a dentist office in London, you would have a lot of first-time people coming in being like, I should probably work on my teeth.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
I'm just kidding. Bye.
And like that, he's gone.
Happy hour is now over. Happy hour is now over. Happy hour is now over.